Welcome to Conversation Beauty, where we explore beauty, skincare, wellness, and injectables. Join us each week as we dive into the latest aesthetic trends, expert tips, and have empowering conversations with industry leaders. Get ready to embrace your beauty journey and unlock your radiant, confident self. I'm your host, Mandy, a registered nurse injector, and let's build our own beauty conversation together. So as you all know, wedding season is right around the corner, and today's topic is one that's especially exciting for all the soon-to-be brides out there. Whether you're counting down the days or just dreaming about your big day, today's episode is all about beauty treatments for our brides-to-be. So grab your headphones, relax, maybe grab a cup of tea, and dive into episode number 2, What Beauty Treatments to Get as a Bride. Now, we know that every bride wants to look and feel her absolute best on her wedding day, and sometimes a little extra pampering can go a long way. So our first beauty treatment is one that's on our popular list, and that is Botox. So since I've started injecting, I've noticed that Botox is a really popular treatment amongst brides, and they do this to smooth out their fine lines and wrinkles, especially on their forehead before walking down the aisle. So Botox can be used for a variety of reasons, and like I've mentioned before, most get it to just smooth out their forehead wrinkles, but it can also be used creatively to give you a more relaxed and refreshed appearance. When Botox is done right, you can actually get a subtle lift in certain areas like the eyebrows, and some even do it on their lower face to reduce the look of jowling and give more definition in their jawline. And you can even do Botox in your trap muscles to slim down your shoulders, especially if you're wearing a strapless dress or something with very skinny straps that's going to show off your décolleté. And one of my most favorite ways of using Botox is actually in the underarms to reduce sweating. And this just helps to keep me dry and feel more confident in my clothing during the summer months. But just remember that with Botox, timing is key. And you don't want to schedule your Botox treatments only a few weeks before the wedding. Rather, I suggest that you want to give it about 4 to 6 weeks before any event to give it the best results. 4 to 6 weeks is usually that point where your Botox isn't as stiff as it was when you first got it done, and your muscles get some of their movement back. So with that being said, your look is going to be more relaxed, and it's still going to be very smooth from doing the Botox treatment. Now let's talk about our next treatments, which are radiofrequency treatments, Morpheus 8 and Forma. Morpheus 8 and Forma are two cutting-edge treatments that brides have been turning to for the past few years to get a lot of radiance and youthfulness to their skin. And for those of you who don't know, Morpheus 8 actually combines microneedling with radiofrequency, and Forma only uses radiofrequency to tighten and tone the skin. But whichever treatment you choose is your choice, and it depends on what the results are that you're trying to achieve. But both treatments can actually help to enhance your skin's texture, elasticity, build collagen in the skin, and they give you a perfect lifted appearance as well as a glow to the skin. If you have a year or more to go before the wedding and you want to work on improving your overall skin's appearance as well as achieving a lift, I would actually suggest doing a series of Morpheus 8 treatments. Now with this treatments, you actually need to do a series of at least 3 sessions, and they're done about 4 to 6 weeks apart each. And the settings are fully customized to each individual's to help them achieve their skin goals. So no two people are going to have the same settings, and no one actually cranks up the settings to the highest setting, because you can actually achieve a really great result and a lift and get some tightening and collagen production at lower depths and frequencies. Now, I do find that this works better than traditional microneedling because it adds radiofrequency, and this gives an extra punch to help the skin produce its own collagen, and it even actually kills bacteria in the skin, So that's why you get an overall glow to the skin, you get a reduction in acne, you get a reduction in texture, and you get an improvement in scarring and overall appearance to the skin.
Now, Forma, on the other hand, has been really popular amongst brides and guests because there is zero downtime. So, Forma gives a subtle amount of tightening and lifting with just radio frequency and heat to the skin. And we oftentimes just concentrate it on the lower face, neck, and jawline area. So, this treatment is especially popular because my brides have noticed that they just look so much better in their pictures after doing Forma. And this is because their jawlines just look more defined. And because there's no downtime with Forma, you need to do a series of six treatments to see long-term results. And these need to be done every single week until you're done your treatments for best results. And I personally love Forma because if you've already done a series or if you've done the Morpheus 8, you can actually use Forma to maintain your results. And I even have people who come and do it randomly before any big event because there's no downtime, and you can even just apply makeup on the same day.
Next, let's talk about dermal filler. So filler is something that we use for addressing volume loss and achieving structural support to the face. So this is actually hyaluronic acid based, and it's cross-linked in such a way that we can use it in different areas to achieve different results. Now, although I wouldn't recommend getting a bunch of filler closer to the wedding date, filler top-ups or small amounts of filler can be done if you have enough time, and this will help to give you a more refreshed appearance. And lip filler is actually something that's especially popular amongst brides because with the lips, they're a key feature that gives you the appearance of youth and just gives you a more refreshed appearance if your lips are a little bit plumper. Now, if you are looking to do chin filler or any sort of facial balancing and doing more than one area on the face, I would suggest actually giving it enough time, like a few months ahead of time, so that you actually get used to your appearance and you have that enough time for healing. Lastly, we have the typical aesthetic treatments like facial treatments and chemical peels. So with chemical peels, you are going to get a little bit of a drying happening with the skin, especially if you're going to go for a stronger peel, like a bio-repeal, or if you're going for the green peel. So ideally, you don't want to be doing a chemical peel like this that's strong close to the wedding because you might have scarring from it, or you might have scabbing that sort of lasts longer or takes longer to heal. And the last thing you want is to have flaky skin on your big day and look like a dry mess underneath your makeup. So, with our office, we usually do a milder peel, and it's not very strong, but it does help to gently exfoliate the skin. And it's still going to cause a little bit of drying, so I still recommend that if you are going to do any sort of chemical peel, do it a few months to 6 months even before the wedding, just so your skin actually gets enough time to heal and recover from doing the peel. And you can also add other facial treatments in there, like hydrofacials or even doing the gold facial, because these types of facial treatments are going to add in hydration to the skin and bring you like a nice bouncy glow to your face before the big day. And with facial treatments too, because there's so many different options, I would always suggest doing a consultation first so that we can actually suggest the best treatment for you, just so that your skin's not irritated before your wedding and you're going to get the best, most glowing results. Planning and timing is so crucial when it comes to beauty treatments before your wedding. So my message to you guys would be to just start early, and especially if you're going to be considering multiple sessions of treatments or even different treatments. And most do. Most combine a lot of different treatments to achieve the results. So I would suggest always starting early enough so that you can actually get the best results. And this is also important because if there is a treatment that you didn't like, then you know that this is something that didn't work for you and you have enough time to bounce back and heal from it. So always consult with a professional and someone who is trained. I'm personally a nurse injector. We have estheticians who work here as well. So always work with the professional well in advance and create a customized plan that's going to suit your needs and fit within your prep timeline. So that is it. These are the beauty treatments that I would recommend for brides-to-be. And remember, the key is to start early and combine different treatments together to obtain the best results. And always consult with your professionals to create a beauty plan that works for you. And I want to thank you guys for joining me on my second episode of Conversation Beauty. And I hope that you got a lot of good beauty tidbits out of this conversation today. And I wish you brides all the best out there and a beautiful and stress-free journey to the altar. And if any of you have any questions about any of the treatments that I spoke about, or any questions overall about even something that I didn't mention here, remember you can always reach me by DM or even email, and we always check our comments as well. So reach out and we will be sure to get back to you. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and remember to tune in each week as we continue to dive into the ever-evolving world of aesthetics, and I'm going to be bringing you the latest in trends, expert tips, and have engaging conversations with industry leaders. Until next time, let's build our own beauty conversation together. And if you have any questions or suggestions for topics that you would love us to explore, please feel free to reach out, and see you next time.